This is your last chance. You want the red pill or the blue pill? It's your choice to live your life for you. So, are you living your best life for you? Take the blue pill. I end the podcast. If I take the red pill, I continue living my best life for me and continue this journey called life. So, with that being said, welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 4, episode 5. And to continue the ink season, part 2. This is the shadow boxing episode. And why is it called that? Because a lot of people deal with a lot of things they can't see. And a lot of people are having a lot of battles that you don't even notice. They find unspoken wars that you don't even know of. So check on your friends, check on your family. Regardless, if you haven't spoken to them in a while, that should push you more forward to speak to them. So, you know, I know it's been a while. I still have episodes that I'm planning on doing with other people and stuff, because I continue to network. But, you know, but this episode is now. So, to get you up a little bit of things I've been dealing with in battling and shadow boxing, if you will. I just started back recently writing more. I was writing here and there, then I wrote more, especially today. It's times where I will write at the scheduled time where my alarm goes off. And then it's times where I just write off a whim, or I have the urge. So that's when I usually write. But more importantly, the things I've been dealing with is legacy and more so my purpose. Because if you've been listening and watching this podcast, I got a second chance at life because, you know, I almost died in a car accident. So it's trying to figure out what else am I here for, you know? Like, of course I want to live. It's like finding my purpose even more now, because what if what I thought my purpose was before the accident wasn't my purpose all along? So it's kind of like going back to the drawing board. Like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? So we're all in this journey called life. And in a way, now I'm kind of lost. So I need to figure it out. I need to pray, read more. I bought a journal recently from this pop-up shop. So I plan to write more. I did that a long time ago when I first was in college. And I feel like it's beneficial. It's a journal, like whatever. I feel like everybody should be able to do that. It's not every time you can share things with people and stuff. So even though I am in therapy, but like, you know, I want to write. Even though I'm already writing like book and trying to plan other things out to write, I would like the journal and, you know, I'll lift myself in different ways. I feel like everybody should be able to do that as well. So, and I feel like a lot of people are shadow boxing different demons because, and it don't necessarily have to be demons, like, per se. You could be dealing with stress, anxiety, people. Not everybody's people person. I know I'm not. I like people, but I don't like people. And that's for the people that I know. If you don't know, I don't know what to say. I gotta plug my charger to my computer before this dies and lose all what I done I'm trying to put together for this episode. But they said they ain't charging, but it's gonna charge. It's gonna charge today. It's gonna charge today, boy. But, yeah. So back to what I was saying, what other people deal with. I'm not a people person. Like I said, I like people that don't like people. And that's here and there. Some people battle with addictions. Like, they're fighting silent battles. And it not necessarily has to be medication or different type of over-the-counter drugs or not over-the-counter drugs. Somebody's always dealing with something. So in my everyday life, I try to be more kind, even though I don't like people. And some people know why. So, and I feel like that too. Like you should know why people don't like you. If you're a likable person, and if you're not, you definitely should know why. Like, and you should figure that out and work that out. Because I know sometimes I'm not a likable person, and it is what it is. But we got to be kind to people. Especially a lot. It's going to be even worse these next 4 years. So buckle up, enjoy the ride, and try to be there for people as much as you can in some way or some fashion, like a phone call. Like for me, I try to be for a phone call because even though I know I'll be tired because of work, and not everybody understands my work schedule, and it's very irritating. That's very irritating. Like, some people think I lie. Like, I don't understand that. Like, who lies about working 10 hours? And the time of hours that I work, like, the time frame. Because it's 1:20 a.m. to 11:50 a.m. And people, like, they don't understand that time frame sometimes. And I'm like, do we not go to school? So, and that's another thing I need to work on. I have been working on not getting irritated and not letting everyone get a reaction out of me, because it don't need that. It's caused more stress in my life in what I want to do. So if I'm giving everybody a reaction and just flipping out, and I guess cursing people out, what exactly am I solving? What problems am I solving? I'm not shadow boxing anything. Like, that's going to turn into extra boxing because I hate talking. I'd rather just go ahead and get it over with. But with that, it's what you allow. Allow certain people in your space, or even allow things to affect you. And I feel like, because I'm nonchalant, but I feel like nonchalant people get a bad rep because people think we don't care about anything at all. And that's not the case. We actually care about a lot of things. I know for me, it's more importantly, I care about a lot of things. And I have grown to not allow myself to react to everything, because it doesn't. Everything doesn't deserve a reaction. And I shouldn't allow everything to disturb my peace. No matter what it is, person, place, or thing. No. I got things I want to do, so why should I allow these things to hold me back? So we got to get to a place, and I'm working on this too, of how to move forward. Because, of course, you want to react to things, because people say things to get a reaction out of you. So, and like, in more in today's society, even more and more, you don't want to look like a punk or anything. So it's like, okay, Now you got to make example out of somebody. And I feel that wholeheartedly. Because then people stop messing with you then. Because if you make an example out of somebody, it's like, okay, yeah. Well, we don't know. Remember what happened last time? You see what I'm saying? So it's like Friday after next. Remember having last security guard? Oh, well, you remember having last person mess with him? I don't want to mess with him. So it's like that. But not everything has to get that way. You got to learn how to de-escalate yourself, de-escalate your temperament, and learn how to relax. And I guess, like, Martin learned some Bad Boys at the Wu-Sai, because people thrive off of your negative vibe or energy, because that's what they live for. That's what they live for, ultimately. They live their best life to disturb or interrupt other people's lives. And it's just vile creatures. It's weird. There's some weirdos. So you have to go through life. Me, importantly, like, you got to go through life to counteract that. Don't try to be one of those people. And for me, like, because I'm nonchalant, and like I said, I care about a lot of things. Like, I always, throughout my life, I care about what people say, what people think. Always, like, people had to tell me since I was a kid, the world is not against you. And I guess being picked on a little bit in middle school and stuff, and then not being picked on, but all throughout my life, it's like I always had to prove something. So that's how I care myself. So it's like, in some way or fashion, I'm trying to prove myself regardless. Like, in a lot of ways too, I do things to try to make other people happy instead of myself. It's like, okay, this if I do this make this person comfortable. So I'm like, I make a lot of accommodation for people and not really myself. So I need to cut that out too. I'm like, I ain't trying to be no L, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to live your best life for you, not for everybody. Because everybody's not for you. There's going to be people against you regardless of what you do, no matter what. Whether it's positive or not, somebody is going to always have something to say. And people preach that to me so many times. Like, yeah, people always going to have something to say. You don't have to react to this. You do not have to react to it. So, I mean, that's good. But then the situation is different. So it's like, okay, I got to say something. Because, like, they can't just slide and say this. Because people be talking outside the neck. People do different things. So they want a reaction. So while you're dealing with this, you're dealing with other things internally. Because nobody sees this. So that's why it's shadow boxing. You're dealing with it internally, not externally. But sometimes it shows externally. Because you allow it to. Not everybody needs to know what you're going through. And some people don't handle it like they're supposed to, or react the same way like other open-minded people or kind-hearted people. So it's all about who you talk to, who you surround yourself with. So it's like you're beating a dead horse. If you don't, and I'm not saying I'm some perfect person to listen to or whatever, like, I'm just going off of what I've been through. So it's like, it's a teaching tool, helping, I don't know, mechanism for somebody else. I'm nowhere near the blueprint, because I'm nowhere near perfect. But, you know, this is trying to push people forward, because while I'm pushing myself forward in this journey, because we're all going through a type of journey. Some people have more bumps in the road than others. And you can't walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, because you don't know what they've been through or where they're going. So be mindful of the people you're around, the people you allow in your life, and the people you allow your time to. I know that one importantly, because, like, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic, so, like, yeah. I like going on dates, then I don't, because I'm like, okay, like I said, you can't expect you from other people. So it's like, I got to be open-minded to that. So it's like, and then there's some news like I've been dealing with that I wanted to run family, but I can't because it's a different outcome than I expected. It's a different situation than I expected as well. And they probably see this and like, what are you talking about? You need to tell us. And I don't think I will. But this too shall pass. But, you know, you just got to make better decisions and be mindful, like I said, who you allow around you and decisions that you make. So I need to focus on, and it's not even like some New Year's resolution I was doing. I need to focus on what I plan to do and what I want to do. And it has to align. And the people around or people that you allow around you have to align with that as well. I feel like it's always that thing, I feel. So with that being said, everybody's going to be shadow boxing for a while because these things don't happen overnight. You don't get past these traumas, these little uphill battles just like that. It never really happens like that. So sometimes, like again, you got to be your own cheerleader. You have to be the force that pushes you forward so nobody else can like sway your judgment or sway you to like even do anything that is something you're going to regret. So we need to go through life like like an amusement park. And that may sound weird, but it's like, because a lot of life is like a roller coaster. Some things of life bring you joy, like an arcade. And then some things are scams, just like, well, that's like a fair. The fair where you have to pay to win the games. So most of those games are rigged. So that's a lot of scams in life because people do scam you. And that's why a lot of times I said in the old seasons, you don't get catfished off of somebody's personality or their potential. And it's a lot of things you can get catfished on besides somebody's potential. Like even somebody you're not dating, like I don't deal with this, but you can get catfished off of like, well, no. Like people that aren't your friends, but they pretend to be. And I say I don't deal with that because my friends are genuine. I'm talking about people like in different environments. Like say, for example, work. Not everybody's going to be friends at work. And you shouldn't really be. You can make friends at work, but you can't really because everybody's not your friend. So that's what I mean by that. I don't want nobody listening to take that the wrong way. And you got to make accommodations for yourself. You have to be the priority. Because what's the point? What's the point of talking? Or even, like for me, like, what's the point? Why am I saying this? Like, I'm saying this for me, but somebody can take something from this and share it with somebody or use it for themselves to reflect. Because I know I do a lot of reflecting. Like, okay. And I know people think they, with different situations, like, I should have said this in this moment. And, you know, sometimes you got to write it down. Or, like, why did you get in that situation and that argument or anything to you got to be able to freely share things as well. Because, like I said, like, I had arguments. And like I had whole grudges against family in the past. So it was like, okay, what do we need to do? Because I know I said, yeah, I said, we reconciled. But you also got to remember, like, okay, what happened to get us there? And what can we do to not get there? And especially with other people that you lay in your life. Like, what things led to these moments? What can you change for the better? you don't want to like end up building a family, and it's like you're dealing with that, and then you're dealing with a lot of resentment because their child could resent you, and like, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be a lot of unforgiveness, and like, and I want to build generational wealth, and that's like besides money, like with knowledge about many things that people don't talk about. Like I want my, whenever I do have kids, to know that stuff, know the information, be able to dissect and also like take in information like a sponge and know to be a mental acrobat when people try to jam you up or even steer you away from what you know is right. Because there's going to be people, as I said, you have to know who you allow around you or allow in your space. Because not everybody's good people. And then what steps can you take to deal with your depression, your anxiety? Not everybody's a social butterfly. Not everybody's charismatic. What can we do? What more can we do to, you know, to feel like we're wanted? And not everybody wants to feel wanted. Like, they can care less. Like, some people are lone wolves. Like, I'm one of them, too. Like, I like to be my, I'm a loner. I like to be my myself sometimes. Like, and I got to recharge my social battery a lot because I like people, but I don't like people. So, who? And not everybody's going to get that. Some people are because they're like, oh, man. Like, bro, yeah, I definitely got to recharge my social battery. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to recharge my social battery sometimes. Like, it almost becomes lazy because, like, saying go to the grocery store or going someplace, especially if I'm off work. If I drive that day, I'm not driving the next day at all. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going anywhere. That's how bad it is. Like, I got to have that time myself. And there's plenty of time. I got to, like, there's nothing against anybody. Like, that's just who I am. I enjoy time by myself. I enjoy time with people. But it's a certain amount of hours, and I'm gone. I got to get out of there. I got to go home. I got to spend time with myself. Like, I do plenty of times. Like, it's plenty of times. Like, I'm not afraid to go to movies. There's a bunch of movies I want to see. There's a bunch of TV shows I want to watch whenever I can without falling asleep. So I need to take a nap and then, like, you know what I'm saying? Prepare myself. I'm like, okay, now I'm up. I'm energized. I can do this. So create a schedule for you. Like, get some help. Make sure your circle is well put together. That is well put together. You got to surround people that really love you and like care about your well-being. Probably not as much as you do, because like nobody's going. No, you can't expect you from everybody else. So, yeah, you reevaluate a lot of situations, and like sometimes you got to psych yourself out because you got. Sometimes you got to prepare for the worst because you don't know. Depending on stuff that you're dealing with. It could be people, whatever. You expect, like, okay, this is how this is going to happen. It could happen. You never know. But that could be trouble with overthinking, too. Because you're like, okay, now I'm thinking about all the different possibilities that something can happen. Whether it be good or bad. So, you know, you're being anxious about some things when you shouldn't be. Like, and ADHD is not a bad thing. Like, some people have mild ADHD or, you know, that's just how it is. Like, now OCD, y'all need help. Because y'all be rearranging some stuff sometimes. And, like, you know, I'm a little OCD with some things, but not a lot. Y'all a little bit overboard. And I know there's two different things, but still, that just made me think of that. See, not playing, but yeah, whatever you're dealing with, just like try to know that somebody's there for you, or somebody can be, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Somebody might be dealing with the same thing you're dealing with. Like, it's different things that a lot of people are shadow boxing, and you are unaware of it because they're not, it's not a tale for it sometimes. So try to be kind to the next person. You don't know what that person's dealing with, or you don't know what that person's been through. So you need to act accordingly. And like some people are like, I ain't doing all that, but you stay where you at. Maybe you're definitely not a people person, and you're not, you might not even be a human being. Like, you don't have a heart, so you shouldn't be around people at all. So you just stay where you're at. They need people that is for them to actually be warm-hearted and kind. Because you're gonna be in a place where you want somebody to be that kind to you, and then somebody's gonna remember, like, wait, no, you weren't kind. But you know, sometimes you gotta forgive and forget and show people mercy. Because God shows us grace and mercy a lot of times, even sometimes when we feel like we don't need it. I mean, we don't deserve it. I need it. So, ask yourself daily, are you living your best life for you? And maybe we are in the matrix. So you want to take the red pill or the blue pill? The choice is yours. Because some people do feel like we're in a simulation. So, but that's here nor there. This has been the Airbrand Podcast. I'm Jay Air. You can find me on TikTok at Relatable Nostalgia. Instagram, Jay to the Throne, Jay Air Designs, airdesigns.com is the business. I know the link is probably down, but it'll be back up. Stay tuned for more. A lot of collaborations. I do plan to still go live on TikTok and even Instagram if I choose to, just to build and network even more. But yeah, stay tuned for that. Shout out to the Blurring Beyond podcast. Still great things going on there. You know, thank you everyone for listening. Still listening. If you stop listening, hey, I understand. It's all good. Ain't no hate here. But y'all be blessed. All right.